Another chance to qualify to see Weezer in Toronto is coming up in less than an hour on K-Rock. It is world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Just the rest of this week for Lent, giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's going to happen between now and 6. People are dumb. A guy tried to conceal a shotgun in his waistband. A shotgun. In What's Up with Florida, a man tried to protect his car from hail by laying on it, by putting his body on top of his car. What's happening with all the sharks in Hermosa Beach? We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Darker Waves, the festival in Huntington Beach. And we will continue to give you tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Got another chance for you to see Weezer October 24th at Crypto.com and also qualify to see him again in Toronto. That is coming up in 20 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. How about some Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the it's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida?
We're all a little stumped by how this Palm Bay man tried to protect his car during a recent hailstorm.
So the hail is really coming down in Florida, and this guy wants to protect his sunroof. So he climbs up on the top of his car and lays across his sunroof. And this woman who's taking the video is just laughing hysterically at him.
The supportive laughing there. That is certainly one way to do it.
This is Ultimate Florida Man Manny Rosado choosing to sacrifice himself to the elements. When a severe hailstorm came through, Manny did the only rational thing a Floridian would do. He became a human shield for his sunroof to save it from damage.
He was getting hailed on and sacrificing his own body to protect his car.
Manny was actually trying to put the tarp over the sunroof, but I guess he wasn't too successful.
He did have a tarp that he seemed to be fighting with for a little bit.
Manny says he didn't want to deal with an insurance claim because the last time this happened in the neighborhood, some other unlucky folks footed a $3,000 bill to fix the damage. So Manny's takeaway, I'd rather go down trying.
That's the spirit.
Oh, maybe I'm the idiot. What if he's doing the thirsty hamster? That dude's having sex. I wouldn't move for a hailstorm either. How could I miss that?
My disappointment is immeasurable.
It should be.
And my day is ruined.
The thirsty hamster in the wild. Seriously, that dude wins so hard. You can see Weezer in Toronto on the K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 11. You can qualify for that and get tickets to see him at Crypto.com October 24th, coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, you're caller 20.
All right.
You got tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena on October 24th, and you're in the grand prize drawing to see him again in Toronto.
Perfect.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Let's do some animal stories, shall we?
Another shark sighting in as many days along our shore.
There seem to be a lot of sharks this year.
This time, video shows a man freeing a juvenile great white from a fishing line.
Dude was just fishing and caught a baby great white.
Experts warn this is just the beginning of what will be a busy shark sighting season off our coast.
Hey, great news.
Witnesses describing a tense rescue, but also one that came with a great display of community and good well-being out here.
The good well-being is my favorite.
After that man stripped down to his underwear and jumped into the water.
What?
Wading in with just a pair of scissors to cut that great white shark that was caught on his fishing line out here.
Oh, so he cut it loose. Excellent.
As you mentioned, experts are warning expected surges in shark sightings this summer due to warmer water.
Yeah, you already mentioned that. More sharks. Got it.
It happened just after 9 o'clock Wednesday morning at Hermosa Beach Pier here. 20-year-old Kevin Fan was fishing when he accidentally hooked a juvenile great white shark.
That would be a bit scary.
Didn't hesitate, stripping down, jumping in, and cutting that line by hand. For a moment, the shark wasn't moving, and the crowd feared the worst. Then it started thrashing. Fan hoisted it by the tail and guided it into a breaking wave.
Fantastic.
The pier erupting into applause when that shark was released. Witnesses tell us the fishermen accidentally caught two young great whites out here yesterday.
Do you guys remember Sharknado? I don't remember how that started. Did it start in Hermosa Beach?
I've never seen so many of them or so bold.
It's barely even raining.
It's flooding here. And not the plumbing, the ocean. You need to go home.
I'm not going anywhere.
Storm's coming and it's coming fast.
Watch out!
You can't just wait here and wait sharks to rain down on us.
Ben!
Can't just wait here and let them rain down on us. Agreed.
A world divided. With only one thing that can unite us all.
Sharks. Why is it always going to be sharks?
This could be the last curtain call. Not just for America, but for the world.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Nice work, Hermosa Beach. Nope. Gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. It's what Jesus would want. Let's do this instead. K-Rock. Got to tell you, I'm very excited about the FIFA World Cup that is coming this summer. I love the World Cup. I follow it every single time. I went to Brazil in 2014 for that World Cup, and I'm so excited. The World Cup will be held in June and July in several cities across the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. SoFi Stadium in Inglewood is set to host 8 games, including the U.S. national team's opening match against Paraguay. Not sure if I'm saying that right. And this might be a little problem.
With the FIFA World Cup just months away, President Trump is threatening to send federal forces to Los Angeles.
Dude, don't you have an illegal war to fight? Also, everywhere your federal troops seem to go turns into a disaster zone. So maybe keep them away from Los Angeles.
We're going to have to do something when it comes World Cup time, and we're going to have to force ourselves upon them, which we have the right to do because we don't want to have any crime. We don't want to have any problems for the Olympics and the World Cup.
Yeah, forcing yourself on people seems to be the way you roll.
The president making those comments in the Oval Office today while discussing increasing security and safety at big events. So far, no L.A. leaders have responded. The World Cup will begin in June.
There are 48 countries involved in this World Cup. If you do send them, you're going to have to retrain ICE. They can't just kidnap people off the street because they don't look white enough. We have tickets for you to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena on October 24th, and you'll get on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in Toronto. That's coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. We have 3 things at 4 on the way.
So I'm going to tell you about the Washington Wizards, who are facing a lot of backlash for an April Fool's prank that they did yesterday. So I'm going to tell you all about that.
Can't wait. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. First, Megan Holliday is here with 3 things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, the Washington Wizards may have taken an April Fool's Day prank a little too far. Here is what happened.
And the Washington Wizards tricking a fan into thinking that he made a blindfolded half-court shot for $10,000 and then yanking the big Happy Gilmore check away from him.
For $10,000!
Crazy. The contestant's going crazy. All right, take a look at the screen for the replay. That was go up with it right here, and you see how it just doesn't actually go in.
Bruh.
I really hate April Fool's Day. I'm so sorry. We're going to hook you up with an autographed jersey, some courtside seats for next season. Can you make some noise for him? He was a good sport.
She felt so bad.
Short 30-second window where he's celebrating with the mascots and getting the big check. That man spent that money. He was already thinking about what he's going to do. He's like, I'm going to pay off my credit card bill. I'm going to pay off my student debt. I'm going to splurge and get something awesome. All you get is a signed Wizards jersey and some Wizards courtside seats. And listen, ordinarily, courtside seats, that's a great consolation prize. The Wizards have 17 wins. They're 40 games out of first place. Signed Wizards jersey and some Wizards tickets is worth like $350 total.
That's pretty great.
There was such massive backlash that today the Wizards issued an apology saying that it was all scripted and was meant to celebrate the day, but they missed the mark. But you know what? Seeing that guy's face, there is no way that this was scripted. They were just trying to cover their asses.
Yeah, of course.
I think in moving forward, maybe we just stop with the April Fool's jokes, maybe. Number two, a new device called the Nussi is going viral.
After the what?
Nussi.
Nussi.
Spelled N-U-S-S-Y.
Right.
It's going viral after promising to bring real-world sensory experiences to AI relationships. The product, launched by Candy AI, allows users to choose between different scent profiles like date night, after shower, and gym sweat to make their AI companion feel more realistic. And this reminded me of our phone topic yesterday.
Yes, we had a guy yesterday who was turned on by neck sweat in women.
Early access reportedly sold out within hours with a wait list already 6 months long.
Wow.
Some people are calling it the future of intimacy. Others think we've officially gone too far. And I am one of those. I am one of those. And number three. A woman in the UK became pregnant after having sex with identical twin brothers within 4 days of each other. And a court ruled it's currently impossible to determine which twin is the biological father.
How do you have sex with both of them in 4 days?
I have so many questions about this story.
Wow.
Standard DNA testing confirmed the father is definitely one of the twins, but because identical twins share nearly identical genetic material, the results cannot distinguish between them. Each brother effectively has a 50% probability of paternity. The case went all the way to the Court of Appeal in London because one twin was originally listed on the birth certificate, and then the mother and the other twin challenged that decision, and they wanted legal parental responsibility reassigned. Judges ruled that current science can't identify which twin is the father without extremely expensive advanced testing, and even that might not be definitive. But it's just crazy to me that you have one of these twins that is obviously trying to be with her and stay with her and be the father. So a lot of follow-up questions for that. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is like, in case you missed it, Sam Fender had a song called Rain Me In from his album People Watching, and now there is a remix with he and Olivia Dean. And tell us about it, talking to them today.
Yeah, so I've been a fan of Sam Fender since 2019 when he first came into K-Rock, and it's just been incredible to watch his career. He's one of the biggest artists in the UK, and now this song with Olivia Dean is just blowing up. It's a monster. It's on the Global 200 charts, number one again in the UK, and we got to get Sam Fender to blow up here in the US. So here's a little bit of our interview from earlier today. It is the world-famous K-Rock. I'm Megan Holliday, and I'm here with someone who I love so very much, Sam Fender.
Hey,
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and I want to just congratulate you on the success of your song, Rain Me In. It's off your latest album, People Watching, and it's just, it's blowing up right now, back at number one in the UK, climbing the Billboard Global 200 charts. So can you just tell us a little bit what this song is about and how it came together with Olivia Dean?
It's a essentially a breakup song, but also about kind of about drinking. It's it's a song about drinking, about drinking too much and not wanting to be stopped drinking. So
I've been there.
Yeah. So it's one of them. It's like coping with things the wrong way. It's pretty straightforward, I think.
And how did it come together with you and Olivia working together? And what did she bring to this track?
I was a huge fan, and I wanted somebody to do it, and asked Olivia, and she I gave her the whole album and said, "You choose whatever song you like," and she chose Rain Me In. So it's, you've got Olivia Dean to thank for it, because she chose it. And I said, I'll delete the second verse and you can take a swing at it. She made this like dual narrative, which I think made the song relate to more people than it did originally. You know, I think it really like elevated it, and she smashed it, you know.
Oh yeah.
And it's just such it was lovely. We performed it together live in London. It was our biggest show in London. We did the Olympic Stadium, so it was like, it was 80,000. It was 80,000 people, and Olivia came up and it was just like smashed out of the park. Like, it was mad.
Wow. Well, the song is absolutely beautiful. It's so relatable, and I'm so glad that we're playing it today. And you're gonna get back in the studio pretty soon, start working on some new music.
Straight back in after this trip. As soon as I get back, I'm going straight into the studio. So awesome. I'm very excited.
Sam, you know I love you. Thank you so much for taking the time today. You're the best.
It is Rain Me In. That is the name of it. It's the 420 catch of the day.
from Sam Fender on K-Rock. That is Rain Me In, Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have chances for you to win to see Weezer in concert.
And also get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Toronto. It's coming up on K-Rock.
I brought in a story today I didn't have time to do, but several suspects were arrested in Florida last week after local police found a stolen car and a passenger with a short-barreled shotgun concealed in his waistband.
Oh, my God.
How do you conceal a shotgun?
Even if it's short-barreled, it's still huge.
Yes.
That's wild.
That doesn't even seem possible.
No.
But they found him doing that.
In Florida, anything can happen.
Short-barreled shotgun concealed in his waistband.
Oh,
and that
God.
Brings up the topic of concealing things on your body.
Yes.
On your person.
Yes, yes,
I guess
yes.
I should
you
say.
Hid something on your person.
So that's going to be our topic today at 800-520-1067. That's the phone number for your calls and or texts. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know me. I was crazy partying and always had to have fun stuff to bring inside if I was going to any concert or big music festival.
Right.
And I always wanted to make sure that I had enough for everybody. I mean, and I even took some stuff on an airplane one time.
Wow. Do you have ever keister it?
I've never keistered.
Okay.
I had like a little sneaky pocket that I would use in my underwear.
Don't you call it?
No. I put it in my sneaky pocket, Kevin.
We used to have somebody, I'm not going to say his or her name.
Don't be a narc.
Yeah, I'm not going to say his or her name, but that would like wrap baggies of wine.
Okay.
On his self when he went into Coachella.
Oh, I know who you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Okay, yes, yes. Oh my God. Like Ziploc
yes,
situations
yes.
With, filled with wine. Yeah,
and
that checks out.
And kids as well. This person's kids also snuck in the wine.
This person loves wine.
Yes.
Couldn't go without it at Coachella.
And I love this person. So
same.
So you hid something on your person. That is the topic. You hid something on your person. It could be at work. Maybe you to get something out of work and take home.
Ooh.
Maybe something into work. Maybe concerts. Wherever. Airports.
Yep. Airplane.
Wherever you're not supposed to have things, you hid them on your person. That is our topic at 800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to go to Darker Waves Festival in Huntington Beach, November 14th with Morrissey, The Pumpkins, Bad Religion, Simple Minds. The list goes on and on.
Morrissey question mark. Let's be honest. We were not positive.
But still, there's so many good bands. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep.
So you hid something on your person. 800-520-1067. You hid something on your person.
714 said, I wrapped ecstasy in tape around a tampon string and stuffed the tampon up my... And then tuck the string. I went through LAX to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and was fine.
Wow.
Nice hack. Good one.
We are taking your phone calls if you snuck something on your person into or out of somewhere.
So call us now at 800-520-1067.
We are giving away tickets to Darker Waves, which is a festival in Huntington Beach, Saturday, November 14th.
Maybe Morrissey's going to be there, maybe not. But Pumpkins, Simple Minds, Bad Religion, Silver Sun Pickups, lots of great bands on this lineup.
And we are taking phone calls on you snuck something in or out. How did you do it?
I had just graduated from high school.
Okay.
And we were going to Europe, and I had snuck a little, they call them bat in a box, a little one-hitter thing.
Oh, nice.
I snuck it over and enjoyed it with my friends the whole trip until... Had the last hit on the 4th of July in Switzerland.
Nice.
I like that you spread it around.
It was
That's nice.
It was a blast. I'll never forget it.
K-Rock, hello. You hid something on your person.
I've stuck liquor on airplanes.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't know if they exist anymore, but there used to be this one company that would sell vacuum-filled baggies of pre-made cocktails, and they were great.
Ooh.
Vacuum sealed baggies.
Yeah, it was a legit product. They actually sold them, and it was kind of one of those things where they couldn't say exactly what they were for, but also, wink, wink, you know what you're going to do with this.
Right.
So where would you put it?
It came in a vacuum sealed baggie in its own little envelope. That was the packaging it came with.
Okay.
And because it was a legit product, I would actually either keep it like in my back pocket because I would just walk through the security and they didn't really care much because, I mean, I guess liquid didn't show up or something like that.
Whoa.
Or I would put it in my actual toiletry bag.
Interesting.
Nice.
Also, every cocktail baggie was about 3 ounces, so.
Okay. Smart. Okay. All right.
Smart.
Yes.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, it's Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, Kevin. I was flying to my house in Vegas because I moved there for a couple years, mm-hmm. and I was from Long Beach. My dad would give me weed for my person, and I was able to smuggle it, right? You hollow out maybe a maxi pad and smuggle it in the feminine product.
Sure.
And I'd gotten away with it at LAX for a while. However, I flew Long Beach this time with JetBlue, and they found it.
Did they really?
Oh, my God.
Long Beach being thorough.
What happened?
I know, how dare you, Long Beach? How could you do this to me?
How did they find it?
It was in my bag, which is dumb. It was super dumb. But I'd gotten away with it, and I was like, hey, I could do it again. I'm a risk taker, right?
Right.
So they found it. They held me a little bit. They wrote me a ticket. And then they made fun of the quality of weed that I had because it wasn't good stuff. How dare they?
Oh, my God. You had a bunch of seeds and sticks in there or what?
Yeah. It was 2004. It was hard to get good stuff at that time.
Yes, you're right.
You're not allowed to bust somebody and then make fun of their weed. That is unacceptable.
I'm, like, in tears boarding the flight. They held the flight for me to board. And I was like, my dad gave it to me.
Oh, my God. For medical purposes.
It was awful. I had to go do, like, a court date, community service. It was okay.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I got away with it. How could Long Beach? Well, LAX was cool with it, but not Long Beach.
Yeah. I think LAX is harder for them to really focus on things,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, there's too many people.
When it comes to illicit sex...
No!
Wait. What just happened? I thought... Oh, no! We'll be back. Going from New Muse, called Be With You, into the Playboy Tees. They can't all be hits.
Kevin
Listen.
Loves this song so much.
They can't all be hits.
It touches his heart.
Taking phone calls about you sneaking things into places. You have a story like that?
Yes. So I was sneaking in a little bag of alcohol into the Dodger Stadium, and they totally caught me. It was under my armpit. She's like, I need to see under your armpit.
Oh, my God.
And then, like,
why were you carrying your arm strangely, or what tipped her off?
I had overalls on and a jersey over it, so I didn't think that anybody would see.
Yeah, I wouldn't
either. I was kind of holding my arm a little odd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I threw it away, and she's like, no, get it out, and I need to smell it. And I was like, it's just water. She's like, no, get it out. I still need to smell it. And I was like, oh, my God. So security came. I got kicked out. They were like, and don't try to buy another ticket and get in through another entrance.
Wow.
So that's exactly what I did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course you did.
There
well
you
done. K-Rock, hello.
When I was like 21, I went down to Argentina for a vacation. And like out in the remote areas of the country, people will like, chew coca leaves, right? Like they pack them in their
yes.
teeth.
Yes,
right.
Energy. So I was young. I'm thinking I want to bring some home just to like say I like transported a type of drug across like international borders.
Right.
So I literally have one like little dried coca leaf in my wallet. And I was so paranoid going through customs like on the way back and each way. Like I'm like anytime I had to go through customs at the airport, I'm like, oh, my God.
Sure.
There's going to be a dog. They're going to sniff it out. I'm going to jail. it was super anxiety ridden, but I got it across. So mission accomplished.
Was it worth it?
I think it was, yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
So I was going to study abroad in Sweden in 2006, and I'm a short 5 foot girl, non-threatening Asian girl. And but for protection, I carried around a pepper spray.
Right.
That looked like a ballpoint pen. And so I, in post 9/11 world, airport security was a lot stricter. And I guess I didn't think much of it that the pepper spray would be an issue because it looked like a pen. But then when TSA questioned me, I was just honest. So I'm like, this is a pen, but also a pepper spray. And then they freaked out and was like, get down, get down, get down. And then, like, just, like, opened up all my luggage, was just freaking out because I think they just hadn't encountered that situation before.
Oh, no.
And then, yeah, so it was serious. And then I was like, oh, no.
Then you made your plane?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
that's so scary, though.
It's serious.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I took a quarter of weed in my shoes from LAX to London, and then from London to Malaga, Spain.
Dang.
Wow. They don't sell weed in Malaga?
I was staying on the Mediterranean Sea, like I had a timeshare, and I had to make a pipe out of a Coke can so I could smoke.
Like, was it in, like, the sole of your shoe or, like, in your shoe?
Yeah, it was underneath my feet in the sole of the shoe in my Adidas shoes.
Whoa, nice.
Look at you. Well nice. Done. Spain doesn't have their own weed that you can buy?
I was 22. I didn't know. I was like, sure, and it was 2002. They weren't looking for anything then.
All right, stop yelling at me. I'm just asking questions. Who was our risk taker? That's the two words that made me think of
yes,
this.
Yes, so that was Casey. She got caught with the weed in Long Beach.
Oh, she did it yes. successfully at LAX.
Right.
And then went to Long Beach and got caught.
Got caught
Casey,
yes.
hey.
Hey, risk challenge. With the story.
Hey, risk taker, you are our winner.
Oh my God! Thank you. Yes.
The concert is Darker Waves, Huntington Beach, Saturday, November 14th. Supposedly Morrissey, then the Smashing Pumpkins and Simple Minds and Bad Religion and Soft Cell, a whole bunch more.
I'm all good, even if Morrissey doesn't show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the substitute. I'm so stoked. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Yeah, Casey. Yes.
You are welcome. Would you like to see Weezer in Toronto?
Your chance to get on the standby boarding list and win tickets to see them at Crypto.com Arena coming up at 6 on K-Rock.